This is Derek Lewis.
And I am Whitney J.
And you're listening to
Rolling Conversations featuring Wednesdays with Whitney. We are back once again for episode 3. Today is Wednesday, February 14th, 2018.
This is Rolling Conversations. I'm Derek Lewis.
And I'm Whitney J.
Happy Valentine's Day, Whit. Happy Valentine's Day,
boo.
It is, what, our second?
As a couple. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was our second Valentine's Day, and
it's like our 10th. I'm just
Happy Valentine's Day to all those out there listening, even to our single listeners. Somebody out there loves you. Real quick.
We love you.
Just want to get right into it. I want to say thanks to everyone who had time to stop by and check out our Facebook page. Thank you all for the support. Last time I checked, we're up to around 50 likes, which is okay, which is pretty good within, you know, the first few weeks of us starting this. So continue to listen, spread the word, as Whitney tells you. Tell a friend, and keep, you know, we definitely do appreciate that support. So we're going to get right into it. But Whitney, how's everything going?
Everything is everything.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to roll right into the topic for this week. And Whitney, you want to introduce the topic?
Okay, sure. So we received a couple of feedbacks. So I definitely want to shout out one of our supporters for a few topics that they sent us. And we decided to go with this one for this week because we both were like, oh, good. Like, this is great. Like, we both can relate. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of you all can relate out there as well. So the topic for this week is blended families.
All right. Now, give a look. Backstory. Now, everybody has known someone who has come from a blended family. I myself come from a blended family. Growing up, we knew, my oldest brother wasn't my biological father's son, but we never brought that up in the household. Like, we never even, you know, used the word, you know, half brother or step brother. Was my parents became marriage, it was always, this is your brother,
mm-hmm.
this is your sister. So I never questioned it. I never asked, you know, if my older brother ever met his dad or anything. It was just never brought up. And that right there is Whitney's phone going off. So Whitney owes everybody a drink that's listening right now. So submit your request, your drink request.
They probably didn't even hear that.
At Wit Wednesday.
They probably didn't even hear that. Cut it out.
So every time her phone goes off, she owes everybody a drink.
They probably didn't even hear that.
But what are some of the common issues that you think that will come from being a family? And how do you overcome those?
What would be some issues as far as blended families?
Right, going into a blended family, like, let's say, like, if it's...
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, let's say, like, if it's, let's say, there's one child or two,
mm-hmm.
and the biological parent meets someone, whether it be a man or a woman, and what kind of issues do you think will come up? To me, I think as a child, you know, like a young child, I think it may be some adjusting to the child always just being around that one parent, and it's always just been them. So it's almost like the child will have an issue with the new spouse or significant other feeling like they're cutting into their time with their mom. So it's almost like, or dad. So it's almost like the parent is going to have to figure out how to split time or share that time. That's one thing that I thought of.
Mm-hmm.
As far as,
so with you saying that, do you think, so who adapts better? Do you think the kids would adapt better or the adults would adapt better? Because you just said like the kids have to get used to going from one parent to two parents in the household.
Who would adapt better? Probably the parent before the kid.
Hmm.
You know, because,
and see, I see it differently. Like, I, in my opinion, I think kids will adapt better. It just depends on how old, like at what stage of their childhood they're in. Like if you're dealing with a younger child that's, you know, from toddler to elementary school, I think they may be able to adapt better than a child that you're dealing with that's already a preteen or a teenager coming into the situation. Because, you know, teenagers have attitudes and they have their own little thing going on. And they're kind of like, you ain't my daddy or you ain't my mama, you know. So I think younger kids adapt better. But taking it back really quick, I know you said you grew up in a blended family. I also grew up in a blended family. And I didn't know my family was blended until later on in life when...
Same here. Yeah.
Yeah, when I became like a teenager, my dad was previously married before he met my mom, and they had a son together. And I didn't meet my half brother until I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had heard of him. I heard that, oh, you have a brother out there, blah blah blah. But we didn't actually meet until I was in high school. So my dad came into the relationship with the son, and then my mom, she came into the relationship with the son. And so they got together, and then they had me and my younger brother. So all together, I have three brothers. But people don't know that. Like a lot of people don't know that I have three brothers. And it's mainly because my two oldest brothers, I really didn't grow up with them. Like, they were much older than me and my youngest. So, they weren't around, you know, as I got older. But, in my experience, like, you, I guess it was like your experience. Like, there was really no difference. Like, we were all treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't half brother, half sister. We were all brothers and sisters. The only difference that I noticed with my mom's oldest son is that, of course, he had a different dad than I did. So, his dad would come during the summers and get him. And, like, they would go to Six Flags and he would buy him all this stuff. And I used to ask my mom, well, why can't I go? Or why can't I get... I've never owned a pair of Jordans. Just never. But he used to get all the latest J's and everything. And as I got older, well, as I became... more knowledgeable about those things, then I realized, okay, he's getting all this stuff because that's from his dad. And he's able to buy J's because that's from his child support, you know. So that's the only difference that I noticed. But as far as like us always being together, doing things together, I didn't see a difference. We were all treated the same.
Same here. Like it was, you know, not like any favoritism or anything.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
Or any kind of like, you know, kids vying for attention and anything like that with the parents. It was just never brought upon. Like I think by the time I found out, Yeah, I guess I was about around 17, something like that, 16, 17, when I found out.
Now, I will say my brother from my dad's first marriage, there was, I think there was like some resentment or something there because he didn't necessarily grow up with us. And you know how if your mom is raising you, you're going to be with your mom and her side of the family. And so he wasn't really always around us. My mom said he would come over and play, but I was young. I didn't remember that. I was like 2 or 3. And so I don't remember that. So like when I finally met him, I think he felt like he had to like prove a point. Like, I don't know. It was weird.
Well, like I'm the big brother type.
Yeah, you know? Like, oh, that, and I'm like, okay. You know, I don't know. It was just, it was weird. It took some getting used to. Because it's kind of like, you meeting somebody for the first time and he's being introduced as your brother. So it's like, I don't want to treat you any different than I already treat my other two brothers, you know? But technically, you're a stranger to me. Like, I didn't grow up with you or any of that. So I think there are pros and there are cons to having a blended family. And, you know, we all know that a blended family consists of two people getting together and bringing kids that they've had from previous relationships into their relationship. So, I don't know, like when we got this topic and I was thinking like blended families, like, cause you know, in 2017, 2018, a lot of, life situations are influenced by TV, entertainment, and social media. So I was like, what's on TV now that resembles a blended family? Like, I was trying to think of like some shows that are on that resembles a blended family. You know what the first thing came to my mind?
Teen Mom.
Yes. One of my favorite shows, well, one of my favorite reality shows, Teen Mom, definitely is a good example of blended families. And you know how blended families can get along great and how they sometimes don't get along so great. Because everybody's not related by blood, but they're connected.
Right.
You know, by love, I guess.
I think, like you said, you know, everybody's connected, I guess, through that marriage or anything like that. But one thing I thought about was, question. I'm going to pose a question to you about that. So let's say, girl meets a guy, they both have kids from previous relationships, they decide to get into a relationship, and then down the road they get married, of course blending their families together. Do you think that when the woman takes on the last name, do you think it would cause confusion, like as far as the kid, like I said, like if the woman's child has the mom's last name or her biological father's last name, do you think the kid would be like, okay, well, since you guys are married and your last name is yada yada yada, so that means I'm a yada yada yada?
We've had this conversation, remember, with Kalia.
We did?
So yeah, we did. So our situation will be blended, because remember the day that I don't know if we were in the kitchen or where we were in the house, but Kalia said, why am I not a Jones? Remember? And then I said, well, because you have your dad's last name. And she said, well, I want to be a Jones. And then you said, well, she's not going to be a Jones forever. Her last name's gonna change. And then she was like, oh, well, my last name gonna change too. So, I mean, your question that you posed remind me of that situation, because that's going to be something that we're going to have to deal with, because I came into this relationship with a child from a previous relationship. And even though it was a smooth transition for the most part, you know, there's going to be some questions that I'm pretty sure that's going to be asked. And I'm pretty sure other people who either grew up in blended families or have blended families now, the kids pose questions, because the kids, you know, sometimes they're confused. They're like, okay, well, I know I like Mr. Derek, mommy, and I know that I like, you know, my daddy's girlfriend, you know, but why we all not to, you know what I'm saying? Like, why we all not together again, or why, you know, stuff like that. So I know there's gonna be questions that are gonna be asked. But as far as the last name thing, what, how would I handle it? Like, how would a female handle it? Or,
I just, it was more like hypothetical. I'm not
oh.
necessarily asking how you would handle it, because, you know, we haven't gotten there yet. I mean,
Oh no. We're not there yet.
to be determined.
Yeah, he gonna make me cut up on him.
But no, something else I was thinking about.
I wonder, like, the Brady Bunch. They were a blended family. I'm pretty
Pretty
sure
sure
she
they were.
didn't change. She didn't change all their last
Wait,
name.
I think they all were. They had the last name Brady.
They all had the last name Brady?
I think so. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, wait, the Brady Bunch,
Those
right?
who are listening, who are Brady Bunch buffs, like, help me out. But I think all the kids ended up having the last name Brady. Like, they were all
I
Bradys.
think you're right.
Like, if I missed.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. But you
So,
come, but this. You see what I'm saying?
I
But
guess,
then again, the Brady Bunch came out back in what years was that?
the 70, 60,
So, you
70.
know, it's like,
All right. And who knows? Maybe, it was, like I said, it was a blended family, and maybe they decided to change all the kids' last names to Brady. I don't know. Maybe we're digging too
I
deep.
would have been, baby, what? Baby, where they daddy at? Okay, what they daddy say about you changing their last name? Because I know personally, my child's father be like, you doing what? Changing her name? That's a fight right there. So, I mean, I don't know, but.
Make a think.
So what do you think about? Okay, so excuse me, sorry. So we talked about your experience growing up with a blended family. So it was just your oldest brother had your mom came into the relationship already with him, right? And then your parents had you guys, which was it's four. Okay. So we talked about your experience, and then we talked about my experience as a blended family. So, well, growing up in a blended family. So, would your preference be? Well, I don't want to say preference, but you know how sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to talk to somebody who already has a kid. Or I don't want to marry someone who already has a kid, because that brings drama and you got to deal with the baby mama or the baby daddy and blah, blah, blah. Like, what's your take on that? Because clearly, here we are. Here we are, you guys. And, you know, like.
Clearly, years ago, and you've heard this story. I think I've told you this story. Years ago, through life, life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that. You know, I courted. Courted? Or frequent a few women with children.
Like serious relationship? See?
No. Mm-mm. No serious relationship. More like, you know, flavor of the month. Flings.
You got that.
Whatever. Anything. I take that part out.
Nah. Let's be real.
But, yeah. So, they always didn't pan out in the most positive light. So, for a while, I was just like, hey, man, I'm done. I ain't messing with no more.
Why did they not pan out? Like, what was the issue? Was it their availability? Was it their parenting skill that you saw? You were just like, ooh, no. Or, you know, was it just something between the two of you that had nothing to do with them as a parent?
One case, it was parenting skills. One case, it was parenting skills.
I wish I could have seen my face.
It was parenting skills. And I was just like, oh, too soon for that. Too soon to be introduced to that. Like, right off the bat. The other one, yeah. Had a run-in, sort of, with the husband that didn't pan out too well.
Mm.
You know, she ended up telling me, first she told me that they were divorced.
Tell it.
But come to find out, they weren't really divorced. They were just separated.
Mm.
Technically, he hadn't even been served any papers.
Mm.
So then when that whole thing blew up in her face and she was like, oh, yeah.
About that.
And, you know, I was like, no need. You go handle that.
So it was just bad experiences.
And those bad experiences, like, led me to just come up with the notion to just tell myself, like, hey, I'm not going to do it no more. Like, you know, I don't care how good looking she is. I'm just not going to do it. Like, I don't want to put myself in another situation where I have to deal with that or run in or anything like that, because the next one may be 10 times worse than the previous one.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's when he met me. And he changed his old mind all over again. He has right. No comment.
So, right, so I ended up eating my words, basically. You know, I swore it off. And then when it come to find out, like she said before, I guess in the end, you know, God got a good laugh out of that. It's like, man, you so funny. Watch this.
Mm.
Boom. Here we are.
Right.
Whitney J. So, I guess it just depends, man. You know, like, you know, I'm glad, you know, that my mindset changed and kind of opened me up or whatever to say, you know. That's 9 times out of 10 in this day and age, like, it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen. Like, there's no way getting around it. And at my age, you know, I was just like, you know, I don't think there's anybody out there who would be in the same situation I am, who hasn't been married, don't have any kids, anything like that. So it was gonna happen. But I did connect with the right one. But yeah, God has a funny way.
Oh, you connected with the right one.
God has
Who's the right
way.
One?
Oh, man.
Who's the right one?
You. So.
I heard.
God has a funny way of showing you, you know.
His plan. His plan is not, you know, not your plan.
Right. You know, you can say up and down, I want this. I want a woman like this. Like, yeah, I hear you, but I'm going to give you this.
So. Right, and you made a good point when you said, you know, in this day and age, it's kind of hard to avoid because, you know, as time goes on and things evolve, families have become more complex and less traditional. You know, back in the day, couples would marry, like when they were 17, 18, 19 years old, they start a family and then they just stay together till death do us part. Like they would stay together and it wasn't any, oh, well, we have, no, I have stepkids or I have a half sister, or it was none of that. Like people would get together young. Excuse me, they would start a family and then they would just stay together. Now, there were instances where somebody would stray and may have an outside child here and there. But for the most part, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, you didn't see a big percentage of bonus families, as we called it. And of course I did some research and looking up, and it says that 46% of kids in the United States under the age of 18 are living in a home where, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. So 46% of kids in the U.S. under the age of 18 are living in a home with both biological parents. So 46% of kids are in a home with both of their parents. In the 60s, it was 73%. Mm. In the 80s, it was 61%. So like as time goes on, that percentage dwindles because people aren't as traditional when it comes to families as they used to be. So I thought that was very interesting.
Wow. So now
it's under 50%. It's less than half. Less than half. And this is just in general. I couldn't find any data for, I was really trying to find some for the African American community because I had a feeling that the percentage was high for us.
Yes.
You know, especially when it comes to like single parents.
Yeah, I can imagine for us, it's probably a ridiculous number.
Yeah.
You know, because there are a lot of
single moms
out there. Now you have me interested. I kind of want to see what that number is. That's going to be something to do once we finish recording this podcast. I would definitely like to know how it is, you know, in our community.
Right.
You know, or just with African Americans. When it comes to blended families, there's a question. When it comes to that, in your opinion, who do you think should discipline the child? The biological parent? Or should the biological parent and the new step parent, should they do it jointly? Because the child may look at the step parent as like a playmate to an extent. Depending on their relationship.
Depends on the relationship, right?
The relationship may look at them as a playmate more so than a disciplinarian. So who does that? Would you just leave it up to the biological parent, or do you think the...
So in my opinion, I would say both. If the step parent is there and they're active and they're helping to provide for the child with, you know, the necessities, shelter, food, clothes, you know, all the necessities, if they're there and they're helping to provide and they're helping to guide that child and raising them the right way, then I definitely don't see anything wrong with them being some type of disciplinary for that child. In my opinion, it's all about what works for you and your family. In blended families, you definitely have to sit down and you have to talk about things and you have to come to an agreement, because what you feel or what you think is right, I might not think is right, because we could have grown up in two totally different households who had different concepts of how they handled things. For instance, I know you tell me all the time, oh, you soft. You just let her get away. You just soft, you know, but whatever. Don't play. But for the longest, it's been me and her. You know, we've had the conversation, like, for the longest, it's been me and her. And it's not that I'm soft. It's just that, you know, I raise my voice, you know.
Yeah.
I threaten here and there, you know, but I don't think that's a necessity all day, every day. Mm. So it's kind of like, no, I'm not. I don't see it being soft. I just see it as being, as just handling it a different way. You know, so to answer your question, yes, I think both should be allowed if both are there helping raise that child or those children. You know, so if anybody ever has questions about blended families, what should they do, they're not really sure about it, or, you know, it's all about what works for you and your relationship, the person that you're with, and it's all about you guys communicating the type of plan that y'all have for y'all family. If you all plan on being together, you have to sit down and you have to have a plan, and you have to make sure that those kids have not only respect for you, but they also have respect for that other person that's coming into the family, or those other people that are coming into the family, because it could be other kids coming in as well.
Right. I agree. We'll definitely sit down and work out a plan about the different parenting techniques, you know, that y'all have, and try to, you know, come to some sort of common ground where you could kind of, again, hence the term blended.
Mm-hmm.
We both blend our techniques together, and we, you know, I want to say enforce it, but we just, you know, it works. So yeah, so that's just something I thought about, like who would handle that, but I'm all about, you know, taking both. And just almost making it some sort of, not law, but just a way, just a good outlook, you know, for the child to understand, you know, this is what mom and dad, or is it still mom and dad? If we go use, this is what we expect, you know, and that's it.
Well, I guess it just depends on the people, because some people be like, oh, well, I'm not really your mom, so you don't have to call me mom.
Right.
If you so, like I said, everybody's situation is different, so it just depends. I do remember having a friend growing up, and her parents divorced at a young age, and she went through, like, her mom was married twice after that, and there were other kids that were brought in, and then her dad was married twice after that, and there were other kids that were brought in. Mm-hmm. So, like, in situations like that, she has, like, what, three moms and three dads? Basically, that's how she saw it. Like, I got three moms and three dads and all these brothers and sisters. So you can definitely turn a situation like that into something positive if everybody's willing to work together and adapt to change. Like, that's basically what a blended family is the ability to adapt to life changes. I mean, and life is ever changing. Like, so you have to be able to adapt to those things. When it comes to that, I mean,
it's sort of just laid out, like, it's, you know, basically just given, you know, to me, like, I think when it comes to, you know, comes to that and setting out guidelines and those different techniques, it can be practiced,
mm-hmm.
where the child can learn The child can, in a sense, if it's practiced on a consistent level, the child can learn, you know, beforehand, mom don't like this, or dad don't like that, like he doesn't, you know, like if we stay consistent with it and give, you know, the expectation, like this mm-hmm. is what we expect from you.
Mm-hmm. You know, and just everybody to be on this, the same page.
Right, I think that's a good foundation to have when it comes to blending in different parenting techniques, and that could come with, you know, anything, like, you know, for instance, like you mentioned, towards the end of last year, going into the new year, about Kalia doing chores, mm-hmm. things like that. Like, hey, I'm gonna start incorporating chores, and I think it kind of leads into like what I was just saying about that treatment with chores and, you know, giving them the expectation when you have to do things like this. Like, we're gonna expect for you to, like what did you say the other day? Everybody gotta pull their weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to do that. Hey, we're working because of this, so we have to give you this. We're working so you can have these things. But while we're working to give you these things, this is what we expect for you to give it back. So it's almost like a kind of reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it back. So,
but
I think that's a good way going into blending the family, like sitting down and having that talk as a family.
Right.
You know, this is how we're gonna do things, and then if there's gonna be kids coming in later down the road, this is what we're gonna expect from you as an older sibling. You know, so I feel having that open discussion, because I didn't, you know, we didn't do that in my house when it comes to, you know, stuff like that.
We used to have family meetings.
You know, we'll have family meetings or whatever. I'm not going to bring up that family meeting that time my dad retired. And, you know, we're not going to bring that up. But, okay. Yeah, we would have family meetings, little discussions here and there or whatnot. But nothing on that level as far as, like, you know, that blended family with my dad and
mm-hmm.
my brother, but technically have brother. Like, they never did anything like that. So, new age, I would figure, like, when that time comes where I change the name, that'll be the only thing that I change. When that does happen, then we'll address it. And you guys should see her face right now.
He's so full of it, y'all. Anyway, I'm listening. Keep going.
But, I think when it comes down to that, when it gets to that point, that's definitely going to be something I'm definitely interested in, because we didn't have a lot of, just open discussions, just, you know, as a family. Like,
you know. And we do it now. I think it's so right. cute. And like, and we even do it now. Like the little talks and stuff we have.
Mm.
I think it's cute.
Like, we never had, like, let's say, like, I had, you know, some great parents. But, you know, that's just, I was like, I would have open talks with my mom. My dad, not so much, not until now, to his later years. Like, now, like, yeah, I could have those discussions.
But that's what we mean about families are changing. It's right. not the same, because back then it wasn't like they didn't need to have mm-hmm. those deep conversations with us like right. we need to have with kids nowadays. Like, we really need to get down deep and nitty gritty with the kids nowadays. And so, you know, just overall, man, I just really, I, to be honest, I think blended families are a blessing. Especially when everybody's on the same page, everybody has the kids' best interest at heart. You know, because it takes a village to raise these children nowadays, and it works best when you have a mom, a dad, a stepdad, and a stepmom, and everybody's just getting along and doing what needs to be doing what needs to be done in order to have, you know, these happy families. So, I mean, do you see a con with a blended in blended families. I mean, the only con, I see is if you have some defiant ass children.
Exactly. That was what I was gonna say. He was like, "Do you see any cons?" I was gonna say, "Yeah." What if the child is just not trying to hear?
Ain't trying to hear nothing. Like, you ain't you.
You ain't my dad. You know,
you finna bring who up in here? We about to move. Well, that's the only con. That's the only con. But that goes back to you. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, that goes back to you, and how you've handled your child over the years.
Right.
So that's just something you got to deal with. I don't have no advice on that one.
Remember I brought that up one day? Remember I said, you know, I'm nervous.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, anyway, what happens the day where I try to say something and then she hits me with the, "You ain't my daddy."
But she don't even do it now. You got, let me tell y'all something. He got my baby saying, "Sir, sir."
Oh, tell her how I do it. Tell them how I do it.
Oh my gosh. I be looking like, because anybody who knows Kalia knows that she is just the little sweetest, loving little person. And so, you know, she loves on Derek all the time. But if he hears her say, like if I call her name and she says, "Huh?" He does not like to hear the word, "Huh?" He say, "Huh?" And she'll say, "Ma'am." And so even when she's talking to him, and you know how kids are, like, you have to repeat yourself sometimes with them. And tonight when we were playing the 22nd game, mm-hmm. and you said whatever you said. And I looked at her because she wanted you to repeat it. But instead of saying, "Huh," she was like, "Sir." Like, she caught herself. And I was like, "This nigga got my baby saying, sir." That's how I'm thinking to myself. But it's a good thing because we were raised like that. I mean, we had to say, "Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir." And so every time he hears her say, "Huh," she straightens up. When he be like, "Huh," she just straightens up. So for him to even think, like for him to be nervous about, what if one day I tell her to do something and then she be like, "You ain't my daddy." I'm like, you building a foundation now. She has so much respect for you. Like, I don't see that happening.
Well, this is before I had that come to Jesus meeting with her with the whole, because I noticed how she would answer you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like every time she said, like, "I do not like the word, huh, or what?" Not especially with speaking to adults. Like, that's how I was raised. I would say most of us were raised the same way. Where when you're speaking to an adult or a grown up, ask something of you, you never respond to them like they're your friend or one of your classmates or anything like that. Like, it's always, "Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am." All of that. So every time I hear it,
he cringe.
I cringe. I do.
I'm like,
I shake my head. I look at the ceiling. I watch the fan blades spin. I do whatever. It's not to be. It's just when you recognize that someone's pretty much just working till they feet hurt, face hurt, ears hurt, whatever, and making sacrifices for you, and I feel like it's not being appreciated that I'm going to say something, because it affects me, because I care about Whitney J. So if I feel she's not getting the respect that she deserves.
Well, I would say it's not respect.
What you call it? Common, what, courtesy?
Yeah.
Okay, when I feel you're not getting that, then I have to say something.
Because
always address your mom as ma'am, no ma'am, yes ma'am. Because that, to me, that heart or what?
It's just I think it's just a learning, something that she has to learn. Because again, I never stressed it, mm-hmm. you know, growing up. Well, I take it back. When she was smaller, like 1 and 2, you know, when you're teaching them their ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, I taught her yes, ma'am, no, ma'am at that point. and she was saying it. But then as time went on and she got into school and stuff, I don't know. I just didn't stress it as much. That's my bad. So I wouldn't say that it's not a respect thing or anything like that. It's just kids will do what you allow them to do. And I allowed her not to say, you know, she says it to my parents and stuff sometimes. But it's just something that I just fell off of enforcing so much.
And she'll talk to me and I, you know, retort or follow back with a question, and she'll say, "What?" And I just give her this stare. And then she'll go, "Huh?" And I just keep staring. And then it finally hits her and she goes, "Sir?" Okay. Then I repeat myself. You know, because I told her, like, we could talk about whatever, but I don't answer to huh or what. That's not going to work. So we can keep the conversation going as long as you eliminate those words. So, I think even, like you said, even now we were playing the game, she had caught herself. Like, I remember when we was at Chewy's a few weeks ago, and she did that. I don't even think I said anything at the table. Like, I just looked at her. Because she had said, "Huh?" And I was just looking at her across the table, and then she looked up at me, and she was like, "Ma'am?" I was like, "Yes, it's working."
Anyway.
It's working.
So, yeah, you guys,
yeah, I think it would be fine. Like, when it comes to, you know, blending families, we have discussed, you know, some common issues, you know, time management, discipline.
Whole time management.
Time management, like with the child and the parent, like there has to be a balance where you can have the, you know, mother daughter time, whatever, because the child may feel that the,
oh yeah,
maybe interfering with their time that they've always been accustomed. They've been accustomed to that one parent the whole time. So now when you add somebody else into the mix, it's like, wait a minute, they're cutting in on my time. So, no? You don't think so?
Oh yeah, I was just reading this.
So it's like, you have to make an adjustment, because now the parent also has to give the child their time and also has to apply time to their new relationship as well. So it's doing double duty. So you definitely don't want to, neglect neither one, because they're both important to you. So you have to find that balance. So I try to give with Whitney, like I try to give her that balance. So anytime that she has that mother daughter time, you know, I find things to do with my time, whether it's hanging out with my brother, going to the gym, going home and see family. Because it's me and her every day. And there have been instances where Kalia felt that, you know, she didn't have that mother-daughter time anymore because it was always Derek and Whitney. Remember that? We had a conversation where I almost wanted to dial it back a little bit because I didn't want to interfere with it. I know that how important that is. Remember?
I remember.
And she cried and she felt you didn't love her because you were spending so much time with me.
That was like in the beginning though, which I feel is normal because it's change. Mm-hmm. It's a change that has occurred. So instead of all of my time and efforts being devoted to her, there was somebody else that was coming in, taking up some of that time. And so that's where that was coming from. But yeah, I do remember. But
yeah, so I think, you know, we've discussed, you know, a lot, especially with this topic. Those who are listening, I definitely want to hear some feedback. So you guys, don't forget to submit those questions or comment on the page. Like, we definitely do appreciate the support.
Yes.
Y'all
are awesome so far.
Find our page on Facebook at Rolling Convos. And don't forget, while you're there, hit that like button. Share it with it. Share it with your friends.
Tell a friend.
Share it with your family.
Your cousins, co-workers, your aunties, your uncles, your everybody. Mother, your sister, your father.
Yes, yes. Get that out of it. And please, please, hit up Whitney if you want us to talk about anything.
Yeah.
Like more blended families part two, or just relationship, or you know, finances, whatever. Anything that you have an idea you want us to discuss, we will discuss it. So we definitely do appreciate that support. And real quick before we close this podcast, you can check out our SoundCloud for past episodes if this is your first time listening, to give you a better idea of what to expect from here on out. And I'm going to turn it over to Whitney. She's going to leave a few words for you all to take into your work day and the rest of your week.
So guys, just remember, family is family, whether it's one you start out with, the one you end up with, or the family you gain along the way. Hashtag Wednesdays with Whitney. Thank you all so much. We love you.
This is Rolling Conversations, and we're out.